Pygmalion by Bernard Shaw.
London, 1912. 11:15 on a wet summer evening. Pedestrians running for shelter into the portico of St. Paul's, Covent Garden. Among them a lady and her daughter in evening dress.
Chilled to the bone, Mother. What can Freddy be doing all this time? He's been gone 20 minutes.
Not so long as that, Clara, dear. But he ought to have got us a cab by this.
If he had a bit of gumption, he would have got one at the theatre door. Other people got cabs. Why couldn't he?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, you. I'm just about wet through.
Well, haven't you got a cab?
There's not one to be had for love or money.
Oh, Freddy, there must be one. You can't have tried.
It's too tiresome. Do you expect us to go and get one ourselves?
Oh, very well, I'll try again. But I shall simply get soaked for nothing.
Steady, dear. Oh. Do be careful.
Now then, Freddy, look where you're going, dear.
Sorry.
Oh, there's manners for you. Two bunches of violets trod into the mud.
How do you know that my son's name is Freddy, pray?
Oh, he's your son, is he? Well, if you'd done your duty by him as a mother should, he'd know better than to spoil a poor girl's flowers and run away without paying. Will you pay me for them?
Do nothing of the sort, Mother. The idea!
Please allow me, Clara. Oh, dear. Have you any pennies?
No. I've nothing smaller than a sixpence.
Give it to me. Now, this is for your flowers.
Oh, thank you kindly, lady.
Sixpence thrown away.
Excuse me, can I push in? It's come on worse than ever now.